It's the Marketplace Tech Podcast for Monday, August 12th. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. One of the internet's most famous centers of information, both true and disputed, just finished a big weekend in Hong Kong. I speak of Wikipedia, of course. The crowdsourced internet encyclopedia's annual Wikimania conference featured all sorts of discussions this year. Many were about the challenges Wikipedia faces, like funding, also diversity. Most of the website's editors and contributors are men, but the organization is trying to be more friendly to the newbies, from easier editing software to a more social online environment. Author and associate professor at American University Andrew Lee was at Wikimania and talked with me about the website's plans for opening up in the year ahead.
One of the big features that they're working on this next year is how to make Wikipedia incorporate those social media functions that we all know and love now in Twitter or Facebook so that people can appreciate each other's work. You can like someone's actions or you can thank someone for things that happened in Wikipedia.
Uh-huh.
And that is something that is quite new. A lot of the functions that have been added to Wikipedia over the last 4 or 5 years are things that help block users or to lock articles or to reject vandalism.
You have to be serious about editing Wikipedia if you want to edit it.
Right. It's almost like a hazing ritual or a high bar that you need to pass. It's pretty well known now that the types of folks who try to edit but get their edits rejected or have articles that have been created deleted, that's a big turnoff for new editors and they never come back. The folks who are developing these features are trying to soften that first experience of new editors in Wikipedia so that it actually is welcoming and not this intimidating wall of trying to break through and become part of the editing community in Wikipedia.
I know there's been a lot of talk about legislation like SOPA and PIPA among the Wikipedia community. And I imagine, you know, the NSA leaks are a big conversation as well. What are people talking about in that area?
So one of the efforts that Wikipedia has right now is to look into when can they make every single visitor who visits Wikipedia have an encrypted connection so that no one can snoop in on what people are reading.
Well, and it's interesting. That's sort of like the digital version of librarians trying to protect the library records of their visitors in light of the Patriot Act.
That's right. I mean, one of the things that the latest revelations about Edward Snowden's leaks is that part of what the NSA was gathering was not just email and surfing activity, but specifically Wikipedia activity. And this is just a small thing that Wikipedia could do to help protect the confidentiality of people who use it.
Andrew Lee is an associate professor of journalism at American University and the author of the book, The Wikipedia Revolution, How a Bunch of Nobodies Created the World's Greatest Encyclopedia. Andrew, thanks.
You're welcome.
And when will celebrities learn about the not-so-secret signatures of technology? Singer Nicole Scherzinger tweeted happily, "Having too much fun with my new Samsung Galaxy S4. Of course, her tweet was stamped with that telltale bit of text via Twitter for iPhone. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Marketplace Tech. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
"What is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?"
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.